I just want to share some thoughts with you this morning. And the first thing I want to do is read from the Word of God and read a very familiar but very important and very precious chapter, Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That psalm probably becomes more precious to us as time goes along. And now that we're in that senior saints area, this psalm probably becomes very, very precious to us. Notice what King David said in the first five words. The Lord is my shepherd. I wanted you to notice that he did not say, the Lord is a shepherd. That would have been true. Nor did he say, the Lord is the shepherd. And that would have been true. But David put it this way, the Lord is my shepherd. You know what he's saying? I have a personal relationship with the shepherd. I believe David wrote this psalm later in life as a senior saint, I like to think. And he was thinking back upon his life. You'll remember that King David was a shepherd. He took care of his father's sheep. A shepherd provides for the sheep. A shepherd protects the sheep. He would lead them to a place where they could feed. A lot of things we could say about that, but that's just what I want to leave with you, that a shepherd protected and a shepherd provided for the sheep. David looked back over his life and he said, you know, I've had a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I can look back over my life and I can say the same thing. I have had a shepherd, and the Lord is my shepherd. I won't have time to share with you, but there's three promises in that chapter that come out and are very precious in that chapter. In the Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus Christ talks of the Good Shepherd. And I want to read to you just some verses out of John chapter 10, verses 11 through 14. He says, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf will catch the sheep and scatter them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. Remember, he said, the Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And the Lord Jesus Christ gave His life that we might have everlasting life. And the other thing I like is in the Gospel of John, when he's talking about life, he says, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. My thought this morning is just simply this. I hope you can say with David, the Lord is my shepherd. At the age of 7, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I've never been sorry. I hope that you can say there's a time in your life when you have accepted Christ as your Savior and made Him your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. That personal relationship. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, would you come up to me or to Roger or to someone else today and just ask us, what do you know about the shepherd? And how can he be my shepherd? Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the good shepherd. And you care for us. You provide, you protect. You have given your life that we might have life. We might have forgiveness of sin and be a child of God. Thank you for all that's been provided for today. Thank you for the enjoyment that we've had together. As we gather around the table, we thank you for the food. And we ask that you would just use that to bring glory to you. We're here because of you. Thank you for all you've done, and thank you for all your provision. And we just praise you. In our Savior's name we pray. Amen.